Hey, Matt McCall here. Thanks for joining me this week for another edition of Moneyline. We've got a big show coming up today. We're going to do something similar to last week. We're going to do a little round we're calling Making Money with Matt McCall. And we're going to go through a ton of stocks that viewers have written in about that. Plus, we're covering the market, we're covering COVID, and why the electric vehicles are so hot right now. All this and more coming up right now on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, everybody. Thanks again for joining me. I am Matt McCall. This is Moneyline. It is July 10th, 2020. This is our typical Friday show. As I mentioned last week, we're going to start, hopefully next week or two, start doing some more shows. We've had a little bit of issues in the office, just trying to get people back in. And obviously, it's you know, still being very cautious. As you can see, I'm in my home office right now, and they tend to make fun of me when I'm on Zoom calls because they love all of the art on my wall. That being said, right in front of me, there is a huge picture of some type of white bird with a crazy black background. I don't know. When I bought the condo, it was brand new, and they staged it, and I said, I want that picture. Now I'm second-guessing it, so that's why it's not behind me right now. So I do have some art out there, but nothing in here. And it's the only place I could find where the sun's not shining in and messing up our lighting. But hopefully we'll be back in the studio next week, if not very soon. And we're going to start extending the shows and doing a couple per week as well, as we mentioned. So that is all coming. And I want to thank everybody for the comments last time. Don't forget to like us, subscribe, share it with your friends. I love hearing from new friends and family that are joining us each week as they get, you know, our community continues to grow. And thank you everybody for signing up for our newsletters over the last few months as well. It's been fantastic. So thank you so much. But let's get into it. So right now it's about 11:30 or so, East Coast time, Friday, and the market's actually up now. It's up about 170 points. The Dow, S&P's up slightly. A bit of a weird market because for the most part, we have seen the tech stocks lead. Today, we're seeing the tech stocks down. NASDAQ's actually down about 20 points. It's only 0.2%, so it's not a big pullback at all. But we're seeing more money coming into some of the, I don't call them boring sectors, some of the traditional sectors, such as banks. For example, J.P. Morgan Chase, a single JPM, is up over almost 3.5%. But that being said, yesterday closed at a new five-six-week low. So that's something to keep in mind of. And something that I'm doing from now on, and I try to do all the time, is anytime I mention a stock, first of all, nothing's a buy recommendation here, nothing's a sell recommendation here, it's just my thoughts. I will let you know if we have it in newsletter, or if I own it, or if we have it for my money management clients at Penn Financial Group. So JP Morgan, we do have for clients we've had for many, many years. For Penn Financial Group, it's one of our core holdings in the financials. So I'm going to make sure I try to do it the best possible. But again, just for disclosures, I may forget some from time to time because there's so many different stocks. But again, I'm not trying to push the stock up or down either way. Just giving you thoughts, and you have to do your own due diligence and make your decisions. So that's what we're seeing here in today in the market. So for the week, the S&P is up slightly. It's up about 0.5% to 1%. So not much really going on with the markets, which is good though. We have to keep in mind that markets don't go straight up. The roadmap that many of you have seen, especially my subscribers, it started with the gut punch, phase one, and that was February into March. And then we had stage two, where stimulus started coming in, and that was kind of the sideways move, but a lot of volatility. Then we had stage three, where the stimulus starts to take effect and starts to trickle its way into the economy. Fed lowering interest rates, the PPPs, the checks going out to people under a certain amount of income. You're seeing other governments around the world doing it. As that happens, you see stocks start to rally back up. And then phase four was back to an all-time high. The NASDAQ followed the roadmap that I came up with. And I came up with this during the gut punch. It wasn't I waited till after. During the gut punch, nobody knew what the hell was going on. I didn't even know what was going on, but that was my best guess. I laid out the best possibility, not the best possibility, but my best guess of what could happen based on history, based on black swan events, based on where the market and the economy was prior to this happening. So it ended up playing out, if you overlay the roadmap they put together in February and you put it on top of where the NASDAQ, it's almost exactly the same. I did not think though that we'd get to phase four new high this quickly. You know, the NASDAQ composite hit a new all-time high yesterday. Amazing to me. I mean, it's been hitting several, but it hit one yesterday. So, you know, there's three things we need to keep an eye on in the very near future and looking out the rest of the year. One is going to be earnings season. Second quarter earnings season should start rolling in next week, little by little. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to see basically most stocks out there report second quarter earnings. We knew first quarter was going to be a bit ugly because of February, March, what's going on. We know second quarter is going to be ugly. It's just tough to see how ugly it's going to be. So this can go one of three ways, really. These companies come out much better than they had that they had expected and analysts expected. Maybe they sandbagged us and they came out and said things were worse than they really they thought they were. I don't think so, but you know, companies do love the sandbag. Then we have the analysts who have been way off, so they might still be way off going forward. So that's one way it could go, where we do better than expected, market rallies. We can come in much worse than expected, market takes a bit of a sell-off, or just mix them and keep going sideways and consolidate. Ideally, I love consolidation and maybe a little bit of a pullback to buy some more. But other than that, you know, I think we continue to move higher into the end of the year. Another thing obviously we need to keep an eye on is COVID. I'm reading more and more. I'm not a doctor, got nothing to do with medicine. I will say, of the six colleges I went to, the first college I went to play football, I was pre-med. That lasted all about 2 days. And not because I couldn't handle it, but the fact was, when you have three-day practices, it's very difficult to get your studying in. So that didn't work out too well. But I have a fascination with longevity, with biotech, with medicine as a hobby. And the more and more that I read, and these are numbers from CDC, these aren't Twitter numbers, it's not some person on the left or right who has an agenda, these are just real numbers I'm getting. And I'm putting my faith in the government, CDC, that there are real numbers. Obviously, deaths are going down, cases are skyrocketing. But if you look at the potential of the herd immunity, the more and more that I read, you really only have to get to 15 to 20%. You look back in history, 1980 pandemic, the Spanish flu was only about 15% and herd immunity until basically disappeared. Sweden, they never shut down in Sweden, you know that, right? They kept the schools open, they closed down the nursing homes, but bars stayed open and they had a spike. They basically got to 15-20% herd immunity, boom, fell down. Malmo, Sweden, I said Spain, I'm sorry, I meant to say Sweden. Malmo, Sweden is a great little town. You could take a little train or ferry over from Copenhagen. I did it a couple years ago. I ran a bike, drove around. That is a place where I'd suggest visiting, number one. But it's a great example of where it spiked and that's came down. Once it hits that herd immunity, I think here in the United States that we are a month or two away from that happening. You're just going to see it just drop off dramatically. It happened in New York City, folks. You saw it spiked in New York City. That was the epicenter. Now it's a flat line. I mean, it's great what's going on there. And the reason for that is because Governor Cuomo completely effed up and he kept the nursing homes open and spread like freaking wildfire. And now he's taking credit for it, the shithead that he is. Him and his brother, two massive shitheads. Both just not good people. And this is not left or right political. They're just not, I'm telling you, they're not good people. So guys like that, you know, he takes credit for it when in reality he messed up and herd immunity came in and that's what happened. So I think that the same thing is going on right now. We're spiking in this country and I think that we'll see it. We saw it happen in Italy. We saw it happen in other countries. So hopefully I'm right. I don't know. This is personal opinion, folks. But I'm basing my investment decision on the fact that I think we will have that happen in the next couple of months. I think we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year, early 2021. And once this is behind us, this economy booms. Third thing we need to keep an eye on is the election. Obviously, the election a few months ago, Trump was a clear winner. There's nobody's going to take him down. Biden is likely going to be, obviously, the Democratic candidate and now has a slightly higher odds of beating Trump, closer to 55 to 45%. So who knows? I mean, the polls were extremely wrong 4 years ago. They could be wrong now. To me, this is a freaking coin toss. But I will say this, and I'm going to wrap this up and get into the stocks, is I don't think it matters much to the market who wins, because if Trump wins, we have more of the same spending, flooding the market with money. Infrastructure bill is going to come through. We'll see the Fed keep rates low and business friendly. COVID goes behind us. Things look good. Business-wise. Again, doesn't matter what you feel about him or I feel about him politically. I'm just telling you from a pure stock market view. Biden, same thing. I'm not going to tell you how I feel about him, pro or con, but I will say I think it's really kind of status quo. He's a politician that tends never to take a real strong line, but he did come out this morning. The reason the market opened lower was he said that he's going to raise corporate taxes. I think back from, they fell down to 21% back to 28. He doesn't think people who are in the stock market need our help, so he's going after everybody else. Well, how about the other way? How about we get more people into the stock market? You know, I think that's a bullshit move on his part, but he's playing to his base, and I get why he says it. But if he wins, he probably won't do anything. I think it's 4 years of nothing, honestly. Hopefully he can live through it if he gets it, because whoever his VP is will probably be very underqualified. But again, I think stocks will be fine either way. And any president who comes in, especially after this mess, is going to say, hey, I was the one who got us out of it. So he's going to pump money into it, and same thing. So either way, I think stocks do really well in 2021 and beyond. So that's it with the market. Now, it took a little longer than I thought, but we had quite a bit to talk about with the second quarter or third quarter now upon us, second quarter earnings on our way. So the EV market, electric vehicle market, has been on fire. I talked about it a little this week, just a quick recap. You know, Tesla has just been—it's a leader, and you know, it's now bigger than all the other car companies out there. It was amazing that late last month it broke above, or last month broke above 1,000. It was like a big deal. Now it's above 1,000. Now it's about 1,400. It's at 1,410, up another 1.2% today. This will be an all-time closing high if it gets here. Not an all-time intraday high, but an all-time closing high. You know, I love Tesla, but I would not buy it here. This stock back in August was around $200. Now we're at $1,400. You're up 7x since August. And again, the reason I mentioned 7x is people say, Matt, you're crazy. You think you can make 5x in a stock or 10x in a stock. Well, no, I didn't buy Tesla back here. I'll admit it. But Tesla's up 7x since August. You can make money. That's a big company. It's not some penny stock. This is a damn big company. What I find fascinating is you still have these shitheads out there right now saying it's going to zero. What the hell are they looking at going to zero? Tesla's not going to zero. It is unbelievable how some people just don't give up in this business. Man, it's amazing to me that they actually have a job. It's crazy. So that obviously got things running. Then we had Nikola, NKLA, which was a SPAC. We're going to talk about a couple of SPACs in a moment. That ran up from 10 into the 90s, back down to the 40s. Now it's at $53 a share. Zero revenue. I still stay far away from this company. Way overvalued here, right here. There's a couple others. Solo, S-O-L-O. It's very similar. Ran up. It's up there. FUVs, another one, which is Archimoto. Ran up from a buck up to seven. It's holding its way up there, though. IDEX, which one? Ideonomics. I said stay the hell away from this. I think it was at three or four. Now it's at $1.36. Stay the hell away from it. And then you have Rivian, which just raised $2.5 billion. Spelled R-I-V-I-A-N. It's a private company. It said no plans in going public. But they could actually beat Tesla and Nikola. They'll definitely beat Nikola. They could also beat Tesla with the pickup truck, the first full EV pickup truck. They could be one of the first ones. This company's been around a while. They have a couple big backers too. I think it's Baidu backed them, a couple other big companies that backed them. So that's a company to keep an eye on, but it's private, so there's no way to get into it now. And then of course there's ours, which is Workhorse, WKHS, which we were into this before the whole hype took off. You know, we recommended to our subscribers at $2.74 a share. We sold two-thirds since then. One we took around $10 for 250%. Then we took the next one up over 500%, over 6x our money. And then we have our other third just playing house money plus right now. And that's around $16 a share. I said it was going to pull back. I knew it was going to pull back. I said it last week. It could pull back more. I don't know. But I still think there's a huge opportunity with the potential of Workhorse getting the USPS contract for new vehicles to replace the old Grummans. And that could be up to $6.3 billion. When we recommended this company into the newsletter, it was a $200 million company, $200 million. And look where we are right now. So we still have some Workhorse in the portfolio. If you're buying it for the first time right now, I wouldn't think that's the best idea to do that today. But again, you know, that's your call. All right, so electric vehicles, still the future. I love them. I'm always looking for more ideas. And you know, before we get into, there's another electric vehicle company I do want to talk about. I'll get into it in a minute. Actually, two more. But I want to talk about batteries real quick, because with electric vehicles comes batteries. With the expansion of solar, we need more batteries, more power storage. Now, everybody knows I'm high on solid-state batteries, which I think is going to be the future, and it's going to replace lithium-ion batteries. probably in the next 5 years or so, but we're starting to slowly see them come out. Toyota is supposed to roll out its first solid-state battery vehicle at the Olympics this summer, but obviously they got postponed, and we haven't heard much about what the story is with that, if they're still going to roll one out or not. So I'm curious to see, but it just shows how close we are with solid-state batteries. We have a battery portfolio in our investment opportunities newsletter, and we launched that on January 9th of, let me double check this, January 9th of 2019, I believe, but I want to double check. I don't want to give you wrong information. If I could find where I am here. I got to tell you. I'll get back to you in a second. Anyway, so when I'm talking about batteries, batteries are an important part of the future of EVs. Batteries are an important part of the future of renewable energy, which is a big trend right now. So you're going to see batteries really start to take off. January 3rd of 2019 is when we released this portfolio. Six stocks, we now have five. We sold one. So we have five left. And of the five that are left, four are up, one's down. And it has an average return of 63% since that time. So 63%. And all of them are based overseas, believe it or not. But they all do trade here. You can buy them here in exchange here. So you don't have to buy them overseas on a foreign exchange, which is great. And keep in mind, in 63% that were up in that portfolio, the S&P is only up 28% in that time frame. So more than doubling the S&P. And any time you get more than double the S&P in a year and a half, I'll take it. I mean, I'll take that any day. Especially with the portfolio it is, which I don't feel like it's very... A very, very high risk, very aggressive at all. So, you know, we have the battery portfolio, we have the 5G portfolio, we have a foldable phone portfolio. The future of phones is foldable. I have one. Let me see if I can pull it out right here for you. I have it right here. You're lucky. I'm at my home at my desk here. Look at this. This is my personal foldable phone. This is really a phone. It turns into like a mini iPad. It's made by Royal. And you fold it right back up. Look at that. So we released, this wasn't even planned. I just happened to think this was here. That's why the battery's dead. I would have the battery on for you. We released last week, June 23rd, so 2 weeks ago, four stocks in a foldable phone portfolio. Now, we do our stuff in portfolios because I'm not quite sure what stocks can be the best. All four, though, are display makers. They make the display. We're not trying to buy into the phone company that does this. Samsung has one. Motorola has one. Like I said, this is Royal. It's a Chinese company. I got to play with this at CES in January, met with the CEO, and then we were able to order one for the office. And then, lucky enough, me being a research guy, I got to keep it. Problem is, half of it's in Mandarin, but boy, it's got a really cool, I wish I could turn it on because I'd show you, but it's got a really, really cool camera. I'll show you next week in a podcast what it can do. So, put four stocks in there, and I'll tell you, since that time, up 16%, 12%, 13%, and 2%. Average gain of nearly 11% in that portfolio. That's just since June 23rd, folks. And you know that we have more and more portfolios in there for you. We have 5G highway portfolio. We have quite a bit, so I think you really should check it out. And keep in mind, this is up nearly 11%, this portfolio of four stocks. The S&P is up 1.1% in the same time frame. So again, beating it by, 10x. You can go to McCallMoneyWire.com and check it out there. All of our free articles are on there as well. So let's keep moving. But I just kind of thought of that as I was sitting in there. So batteries, yes, very important. Foldable screens, displays, very important. Try to think where the future is going to be. And not only is the future going to be foldable, it's going to be rollable. Be able to roll the screens up. It's pretty amazing. I saw a bunch of this stuff in CES and obviously just doing our research with the team as well. One more thing, then we're getting to your stock questions. And every week people ask about this, so I want to cover it, and it's cryptos, Bitcoin and altcoin. Let me check right now where Bitcoin's at. It moves a lot, so I got to keep on track of where it's at. But, you know, it's been hanging around that 9,000 level for a while, which is really bullish. Right now it's at 9,238. It's trying to break out. Man, I got to tell you, this is like a coil. You know when you take a spring or a coil and keep going like this, or push a spring together like this? It's called consolidation in the stock market. When you do that and you let it go, the more you consolidate, the more that coil goes like this, the bigger the explosion is. And I think that's what we're seeing right now in Bitcoin. And what we're seeing that's even more important is that, you know, I own Bitcoin for myself. And just again, try to let you know, I own Bitcoin for myself. And we have it in a portfolio. When it comes to Bitcoin, I love it. And I think it could hit 50,000 in the next 12 to 18 months, which is a little over 5x from here. I mean, you're not gonna make that anywhere else in anything this big. I don't think so. I love Bitcoin here, but the altcoins are what I love. And we have our ultimate crypto portfolio, And it is rocking and rolling. As of yesterday, because I didn't do numbers this morning, as of yesterday, since January 7th of this year when we launched it, it was up over 82%, the portfolio, as an average. We've had two stocks up over 200%, another two up over 100%, again, since January, folks. In the same time frame, the Dow was down 9%, we're up over 80, Dow's down 9, and people say, well, what about just Bitcoin? Well, Bitcoin is up 15%. Not bad return at all, especially all the craziness going on. Well, what about gold? Gold is only up 13%. So knocking the doors off. And altcoins, people think they're these crazy, small, you know, risky stuff. Most altcoins are truly just software programs. And if you look at one of the best investments over the last 10, 20, 30 years, it's been software. Software runs everything that we're doing. It's kind of like the oil of the 21st century is what myself and my CEO always call it. The oil that keeps things going. That is software. And that's what altcoins are. They're truly just software companies of the roaring 2020s. Man, I got to tell you, so we're happy with where they're going there, and I think it continues. So I just want to give you an update on that. And people always ask me, you know, well, it pulled back last night. I don't care what it did last night. I don't care what it did last week. I don't care what it did last month. If it's gonna play out like I think it's going to play out, we get much more upside coming. So please be patient. Coming from a man that's not patient in life, but I'm the most patient man when it comes to the stock market, because I've learned that's how you make money. You know, before we get into stocks, I know I have a boatload of stocks to go. These are all questions you ask. I'm gonna tell you one quick story, and this was actually a stock people asked about, but I didn't want to talk about it, but I will talk about it. And this is a stock that's in one of our portfolios, and let me pull up the exact specifics here just so I get it all right. But this is a great example of why you hold on to stocks until something changes, and until the reason you bought it changes. Not just because it's down 20%, but the reason you bought it changes. This company is called Livongo Health, symbol LVGO. It was originally added to the Early Stage Investor. It's our small cap newsletter on August 21st of 2019. So, you know, less than a year ago, 10 and a half months ago, at $34.95. So let me look at a chart here. This stock fell all the way down to $15.12. You could do the math. You know, it fell about $20. So 20 on 35, you know, it's over 50% gain, or sorry, loss. We're down over 50%. People thought I was crazy. Subscribers were pissed. The stock today, this morning, hit $110.34. Right now, it's at 108, and we're up 209% from our original entry price. Now, if I took a short-term view, and I said, oh, I'm wrong, it went the wrong way, I would have been out probably at 40, 50% loss. Instead, we have a 210% gain, folks, in less than 11 months. This is just how the stock market works. I try to explain to people, and I gotta tell you, I don't blame you. The hardest thing to do is just watch your stocks go down. And the market wasn't even getting hit then. This stock was just falling for whatever reason. It was a recent IPO that I stumbled across, and now the stock is everywhere. Every analyst is upgrading it. Now they're coming in upgrading when it's over $100 a share. But again, we're up over 200%, 3X our money. In less than 11 months. All right, I just want to talk about that because people did ask about it as well. But I thought it's important because it gives you an idea of how you just can't. Netflix, another one. And the huge run of Netflix over the last 15 years, twice it fell 80%. Amazon, same thing. Most of these stocks, they do take hits. You have to stick with your conviction, folks. All right, here's a segment we're getting into. We had a lot of great names, a lot of really weird names, a couple of really bad names, to be honest with you. But please comment. I love your comments. I mean, even if they're just goofy, I think it's great. And it's two things. One, it does give me feedback because I want to get better at what I'm doing because I'm doing this for you. Two, let's create a community. If you see a comment you like or something you disagree with, be nice and show your side, but let's create this community and go back and forth. This is how we come up with ideas. This is how we become better investors. The share, it's the crowd, folks. The crowd is what is gonna make the next 10 years amazing as we share ideas. So keep that in mind. Feel free to comment on other people's stuff. Like it, don't like it. Just don't be rude, just be nice. If you don't like it, Just shut your mouth and walk away. My mom is saying, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So a lot of times I didn't speak. All right, here we go. Let's go through the Making Money with Matt McCall segment. 5G stocks. A lot of people asked about 5G stocks. So there were two in particular they asked about. And one was Marvell Technologies, MRVL. This is a semiconductor company. And this is one of my favorites when it comes to the future, really, of 5G, and especially semiconductors. Semiconductors broke out to a new all-time high this week. Marvell is up right now, 12 cents at a new all-time high. So this stock has been good. And we'll obviously always say this is in our portfolio as well, investment opportunities portfolio. Symbol MRVL, we got in September of last year. We're up 48.5% right now. So that's a hell of a run in this time frame. And again, much better than what the market's doing. The other one I had a question about, it's one I've had in a portfolio for a while, is Ericsson, E-R-I-K. We all know Ericsson from back in the day making the phones. They're now one of the top three telecom equipment companies in the entire world. Huawei's number one. That's a Chinese company. It's banned from the U.S. It's getting banned from other countries. So as that gets banned, there's only two other players that can really step up and fill that void. That's Ericsson and that's Nokia. N-O-K is Nokia. Obviously, I prefer Ericsson over that. And Ericsson for us, we're up about 9.5% on it. We got a little early pullback, but still very well positioned for the 5G rollout that we'll see in the next 1 to 10 years. All right, next one is on the metals, about gold, silver. So if you take a look at gold is breaking out this week. It's down the last 2 days, but it hit a multi-year high midweek. So gold's doing well. I prefer Bitcoin over gold. That's just my thing. Maybe it's just that because I'm a new age kind of guy, next gen thinker. But I prefer that over Bitcoin over gold. Obviously, altcoins over that, but it's a different beast. If you're just looking for something that's a little bit more simpler, I'd say Bitcoin over gold. I do like silver though, and I talked about this I think 2 weeks ago. You play silver with SLV. GLD is a gold ETF. SLV is a silver. I don't have any exposure to that. We did recently buy a silver stock though for clients of my money management firm, Penn Financial Group. We bought a stock there, a silver stock, which obviously I'm not going to mention, but we did buy a silver stock as of late. We're up a little bit on it. But I like silver here better than gold, and I like Bitcoin better than gold as well, but Bitcoin better than silver. So let's rank them: Bitcoin, silver, gold. Seed Limited, symbol SE. This is a game maker, an Asian game maker, and this company is interesting. It's been on my radar for a long time. Unfortunately, I never bought it for myself, for clients, or for subscribers. I mean, it was back in 2018. It was about a $10 stock. Yesterday it got up as high as nearly 130 yesterday, 129 and change. It's at 119 now. It sold off yesterday and down a little bit today. This is a big company. It's a $58 billion company you probably never heard of. Again, it's a game maker. Think Activision and stuff like that, Take-Two. Revenue last year, $2.17 billion. By 2024, so basically in 5 years, they expected to have about $13 billion in revenue. So you're seeing big revenue growth, top-line growth. It should be profitable in 2022, so about 2 years from now. By 2024, though, you're going to see profitability jump up, calling for $5.50 a share. Where it's at right now, it's a little pricey. Though the action I'm seeing, it looks like it's going to pull back more. Boy, I'd love, if we have any type of market pullback based on earnings or anything that goes on here in July, and this stock gets down to between 95 and 100, looks like it could be a great buying opportunity down there, but a little high right now. So that's a great question. We sent it in, but a little high right now. The next couple are going to be healthcare related, just because a lot of people ask about healthcare. Healthcare has been doing well. And the fact that some of my biggest winners in the last 6 to 12 months have been healthcare related. So this is one I didn't know much about until I researched it today. It's called Rocket Pharma, Rocket Pharmaceutical, symbol RCKT. It does gene therapies. It's got like a gene therapy platform, two different delivery platforms for pediatric diseases, basically rare pediatric diseases. It's a small cap, $1.3 billion company. Believe it or not, so you start to see a little bit of revenue next year, so we'll get a little bit of approval coming up. And by 2022 and 2 years from now, $86 million in revenue. So still not making a lot, but you're starting to see it start to trickle in a bit. You will see, according to analysts, turn positive. The bottom line, earnings per share turn positive 2023, and by 2024, making nearly $2 a share. So you are seeing trajectory. That means the company has a good pipeline. When I looked at a pipeline, there's several candidates that could be approved. And if they do, they have a TAM, which is called, which stands for a total addressable market. How much is out there? Total addressable market for some of these are really multi-billion dollar plays. For a company that trades at $1.3 billion, and what's great about what they're doing is they're going after rare pediatric diseases. Those tend to get pretty good approvals because it's children. Rare diseases a lot of times get orphan status, meaning that there's really nobody out there doing anything else for it. Some of these drugs, nobody else is working on it right now. They're first to market or they're best in class. And that bodes very well for the company. So I like where this company's setting up, and it's one to keep an eye on. I think it was one of the firms I think upgraded yesterday. Stock ran up to the high 20s and then sold off it by the end of the day. Down today 2% to 23.17. It's got a ton of resistance where it spiked up in December, January, and February, right around that $27 level where we kind of hit yesterday. If it breaks above that, I think it could really take off. That would be the best level we've seen since 2016. Or a pullback. I mean, I obviously like to buy in pullbacks. Something in the high teens, 20, could be interesting there as well. Another one I didn't know much about is KNSA, Kiniksa Pharmaceuticals, Kiniksa, KNSA. This is a pretty interesting looking company. It went public back in 2018. It's a $1.3 billion company, so pretty similar. $1.4 billion, sorry. They have a couple of good phase three readings, which is, an FDA is 1, 2, and 3. Phase three is the last phase you go through before you would either get denied or you get approval for the drug. Expected to get some revenue next year, very similar to the Rocket Pharma, up to $75 million in 2022. Profitable in 2023. Again, very, very similar pattern here we're seeing. And then by 2024, earnings up to nearly $4 a share. So you see a very similar pattern with some of these biotechs that they're a couple years away from potential approvals, but if they do get approved, they go from $1.3, $1.4 billion to potentially $5, $6, $7, $10 billion companies, $15 billion. That's how you get to 10 baggers in biotech. You buy in now, not 1 or 10 billion. I mean, you can still buy a 10 billion and get one to go to 100 billion, don't get me wrong. But more likely here, that being said, pretty risky too, because if they don't get approval or if they run out of cash, can't get funding, they go out of business. And you see that happen all the time as well. So another one I was familiar with, and this is Guardant Health, symbol GH. This is one I actually own personally in my own account. And it's about an $8.7 billion company. It's $214 million in revenue last year. By 2024, $767 million. So up about a little over 3x in the next 5 years. Profitable 2024. So the numbers don't look great, I'll tell you that. But what I love about this is one of the leaders in liquid biopsy. You know, getting biopsies from everything I hear and read, I've never had one done, is not friendly, to put it nicely. And this is liquid, so you pull blood, you can tell right off that. I mean, that's just a game changer, honestly, folks, when it comes to cancer detection. So Guardant Health is one of the leaders in that. So Symbol GH is why I own it. I bought it, and I'm just a long-term holder. I'll let it go. I'm hoping it becomes one of the leaders. It was an IPO in late 2018. It may have got ahead of itself. It does look pricey here as well. But again, this is kind of just one I put away and I'll let it run. So that's Guardant Health. Next, I want to talk about, actually, a couple more, then we're going to get into to the SPACs. Because the SPACs are a way of going public, and there's been some pretty interesting ones. I got a ton of questions on them. This company is called OnTrack, O-T-R-K. It was known as Catasys, which is C-A-T-S. And a lot of people know that we have that in the portfolio. It's one that I talked about, I believe, live on air that was seen by many, many people in a free video. So that's why a lot of people associate me with Catasys, which is now called OnTrack, because that's one of their programs. So they changed it to be a little more in line, and they changed the symbol from CATS to OTRK, which stands for OnTrack. Well, still a small company. It's about a $480 million company. We're up nicely. We were up over 100%. Stock pulled back down. We're back up nearly 100% on this stock. This is honestly just in like 6 month time frame, maybe even less. I'll have to look into it here while I go through this. But for them, you know, they're a small company, only $15 million in revenue last year. We only have estimates out to 2022, so 2 years from now. But what I love about this is you're seeing revenue go from $15 million and 3 years later, $160 million. So it's over 10x growth, and that's what you like to see. This was originally recommended April 1st of this year. So as you can see, you know, three and a half months, not even. We're up about 93% or so. Yeah, 93% right now, as of right now. So that's been a nice winner for us. I still like it. This is AI, healthcare. It brings it all, man. I love this. So this is one that I definitely continue to like. Again, we have it in there. A couple kind of work from home type ones people are asking about that I haven't talked about in a while. One is Peloton, P-T-O-N. Obviously, that's the bike. Hitting a new all-time high again today. This stock has been hot. I love it. I wish I would have bought it. I was talking about it back in the 20s and 30s. It's an $18.3 billion company now. It had about $1.23 billion in revenue last year. In the next 5 years, you're seeing revenue shoot potentially to $6.5 billion. So that's impressive. Earnings per share will turn profitable in a couple of years, making a little bit of a buck in about 5 years from now. So it still is pricey even with its growth. So that's one to keep an eye on, but it is pricey. Again, pullbacks, folks, look for pullbacks. And, you know, most of you know I own a fitness facility. So I will say we reopened, 2 weeks ago, whenever they allowed us to do that in Maryland. And we're lucky. We're about probably back to 70% of our members, you know, obviously you pay monthly. And you have classes and privates and stuff like that too, but monthly we're up to about 70%. So I couldn't be happier that we had 70% back, but we've created quite a community of people who have been supporting us. So I feel blessed that we have that, but that also shows you that people like getting back in. It's tough to be motivated by yourself at home. I went to the gym five of the last 6 days, let's say, but I there's some, I get so wrapped up in work and I forget to go for a couple of days. But if you have a membership and you go, it gets people going. And maybe the Peloton's the same way. It looks at you, it stares at you when you walk in the door and you have to jump on it. I don't know. But what's interesting is in this area, Lululemon last week, a week and a half ago, bought a company called Mirror for $500 million, half a billion dollars. This company was only invented, basically created in 2018. And what's crazy about it, folks, it's a mirror. It's a big ass mirror, but it's like a screen as well. So it's like a big ass iPad. And you put your workout things on there and you do whatever the person's doing and they, you know, and you follow it. At first I thought it was awesome. It's $1,500 and you have to pay, I think, $35 to $50 a month for the membership to get the classes. But you can do the same thing and pay $35 a month, get the classes on my computer, on my phone, on my iPad, and set it up and have the same thing and not buy this $1,500 mirror. So I don't know how that works out, but Lululemon's going to make it work out. I think it's a great purchase for Lululemon. And I think the company got lucky to sell it for $500 million. Peloton, a little different because it's an actual bike. So I think it does have a great future, but I think it does have to pull back as well, a little bit ahead of itself. The quintessential work from home stock during this whole mess of COVID has been Zoom Video, symbol ZM. This stock coming into the year, it was about $65. Now it's at $275 right now. Man, what a year. Holy smokes. So it's had a hell of a run. $76 billion company now. You are seeing revenue surging in the coming years from $622 million last year, next 5 years up to $5.5 billion. So you're seeing big upside. Making nearly $2 a share in the next 5 years, not yet profitable. But again, a little pricey. I don't want to tell people to sell because it could keep going. And just so you know, I don't have any exposure to Peloton. I think I do have a client who owns some Zoom that got transferred in recently to Penn Financial. So I think they do, just for full disclosure. Again, I wouldn't sell here, but I'd keep a close eye on it. And if it pulls back, if you're a long-term holder and it pulls back, it's going to pull back. You can't go straight up. It was just at $200 a month ago. Now it's at $274. So it can't go straight up, folks. Just keep that going. One more work from home type COVID play is Chegg. And these are all questions we got from Twitter. Don't forget, Matthew McCall at Twitter. I'm going to ask each week for your questions. You can put them in. We throw them into a spreadsheet. Whichever ones are the most popular, whichever ones I think are really interesting. I can't get to all of them, obviously. I'd be here for hours and hours. There's literally over 100. But Chegg is one that was asked about a couple times, CHGG. It's a $9 billion basically online education company. I love this sector. Love this going forward. I hope school gets back to normal, but I don't know if it will, especially universities. You're seeing revenue last year go from $410 million, in a couple years up to $943 million. Lost 8 cents last year, looking to make 55 cents in 2 years from now. So you're seeing a nice move up. Again, it's a bit pricey. You know, price of sales based on this year, you're looking at about, 15X or so, 15 price of sales of 15-1. That's high. Stocks run up a lot. It was below 30 bucks at the bottom in March, and now it's at 74 and almost 75 bucks at an all-time high. You know, this stock, believe it or not, if you look back to 2016, was at $4. I mean, unbelievable, the move that Chegg has made. So I don't know if I chase it here. The other thing is I have a competitor that most people don't know about, and that's run up too, but it's much cheaper in my mind that I'm looking to buy either for subscribers or clients or myself. For one of us, you know, we don't double dip and do both. So one for one of us. So keep that in mind too. There's some others out there. Now, before we wrap up, one last thing, SPACs, Special Purpose Acquisition Corp. That's SPAC. So this is like kind of the new hot, sexy way to go public. So what a SPAC does in short is they get a bunch of people together and they get money. It could be 200 million, 2 billion, whatever it is. And they have somewhat of a plan to go out and buy a private company in their little shell and take it public. That's how they do it. They go public that way. Well, one example of one where our subscribers made some money is the cannabis company called Akerna, symbol K-E-R-N. And January of 2019, I was in Miami at a cannabis conference, speaking with CEOs, speaking with people, sneaking some martinis in between, as I always do. But loosens me up when I talk, but just trying to get information. So at boots on the ground. That's how we're so much better than anybody else. We actually listen. You know, most people's business have such big ego, they like to talk. We actually listen. So listening to people, I met the CEO of a company called MTech based out of Colorado, Jessica Billingsley. Really liked her. I met the somebody who was working for MJ Freeway was the name of the company. And then MTech was a SPAC. And then I met the lady who ran the SPAC. I said, boy, you're both really smart people. And this is all public information. I have nothing inside. And talking about how they, you know, announced that their plans to merge, basically. And I said, wow, this is great. So we recommended the SPAC at the time, which was MTech, M-T-E-C. They since changed their name and obviously their symbol. I remember being in New York, I guess that was right around, April or June 2019. So, you know, just over a year ago, in the top floor of a building across the street with my friend Danny at her brokerage firm. She's on top floor and sitting there having a coffee, doing an interview, talking. And all of a sudden I'm getting texts and emails. This stock ran up, believe it or not, to a high from 10 to 72.65. We sold a bunch on the way up, took huge gains, several 100% gains. It's since come back. I still love it down here at $7.60 because all cannabis stocks could have gotten crushed. But it's a software company, but this was a SPAC. People don't know about it, and all of a sudden they find out about it and it goes up. We've seen a lot recently. Nikola is the one that's been in the news. SpaceX, SPCE is another one that has been in the news. Those are both companies that went public via SPACs. Well, there's a couple others now that I want to share with you, and I'm not recommending any of them. I might end up buying some. I might end up recommending subscribers. I don't know. These are just ones that came across my radar, but again, that's what my subscribers get. I tell you which one to buy, when to buy, or not to buy. Lancadia Holdings, LCA. It's a SPAC that now is going to be changing its name to the Golden Nugget Online Gaming. The Fertittas, I always pronounce this wrong. A very rich family out in Las Vegas. That's this guy's company. And looks like it's about a $750 million deal. The thing is, right now, they only have operations in New Jersey. By 2021, so not until next year, they're looking to expand their online gaming, you know, sports and poker and stuff, which is huge right now. You know I love this sector. Looking to expand in Michigan and Pennsylvania next year. One to keep an eye on. Right now, it's at about 14 and a quarter. You know, all SPACs price at 10 bucks. This is what they do. They price at $10. This one rallied up to about 16, 17, pulled back. Now it's at 14 and a quarter. I have to do more research on it. I don't know, but I'm just throwing it out there. Another one is Tortoise Acquisition, symbol SHLL. That's kind of funny, actually. Shell, tortoise, get it? This is in talks to merge with electric truck maker Hyliion, H-Y-L-I-I-O-N. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But they don't actually make the trucks. What they do is they make the drivetrains for these electric vehicles, for the big semis. Then what's amazing about this and what differentiates it from Nikola and Tesla is, again, they don't make the actual trucks. And especially from Nikola and KLA, the other SPAC that went bananas, they're not going to have a product probably for 2 years, maybe even longer. They're already shipping a product, which is pretty fantastic. Hyliion, I may be pronouncing that wrong. So that's SHLL. That one ran from its $10 all the way up to nearly 35 last month. We're back down to 26 and change now. But again, one to keep an eye on. Sticking with the electric cars and autonomous vehicles, really, is Graf Industrial, symbol GRAF. This has announced that they're going to be merging with Velodyne LiDAR. LiDAR is that thing that is on top of the cars, like you see the Waymo, the Google self-driving cars. It's kind of like it's a fancy radar. It's like the 3D radar, but it's light emitting is what it is. It's got a value of that about $1.8 billion. It's had some really good early backers, Velodyne does, Baidu, Ford, Nikon, Hyundai, and they're going to keep about an 80% stake. So they're only giving about a 20% stake. This is one that really does interest me, but it ran up from 10 to 24, back down to right around 1965 right now. I don't know if it's worth it at this price. It may be way overvalued. Need to look into it. But those are a couple. And then one of the most recent ones we've seen is Fisker Auto. An announcement with that was Spartan Acquisition Corp, symbol SPAQ. That was just came out yesterday. So that one shot up huge yesterday from 10 and change to 15. It's up another 12% today to 16.75. It was up to 18.5. Fisker Auto was around. The guy started it and ended up, I think, I don't know the exact, I'm a butcher, but I'm pretty sure they didn't go belly up. They ended up selling themselves to a Chinese company, I think for pennies on the dollar. So now they're back at it again. I don't know what happens here, but they're looking to get an electric vehicle SUV into production by 2022. Who knows? Fisker's got a bad taste in my mouth for me for some reason, so I don't know about that one. And then there's two others recently that have gone through as well that I just came across while I was doing this, and two that are close to my heart, kind of, so I want to share them with you. First one is CCH, Collier Creek Holdings, and this announcement was back in June, and they are now becoming Utz Holdings. Does everybody know what Utz is? One of the greatest potato chips ever. I'm not a sweet guy, but I freaking love my potato chips. I love chips, love nachos. But Utz has great chips. I grew up on them. I grew up on Utz potato chips. But we used to buy them in a big ass can. That's how much we eat. All the brothers and sisters eat a big ass can of Utz. In a brown can. I can still picture it. I think my mom probably keeps some store shit in it. I don't even know. But they're at $13.70 right now. And then the other one is kind of close to my heart as well. It's Crescent Acquisition Corp, CRSA. They announced that they're going to be merging with F45, which is a fitness gym, which Mark Wahlberg backs and a couple other people. I was one of the first people out here to buy into the franchise. And then before moving to Baltimore, I bought the franchise rights for Baltimore City and some of the surrounding burbs. And then we got here, had trouble trying to find a spot, and decided to go the other route and start my own franchise. So I'm glad I went the route I did. I think F45 will be extremely successful though. But when they announced that last month, that ran from 10 up to 13, it's back then at 1027. And I'll tell you why. I love this company long term, but the problem is F45 is a 45 minute workout and there's like 20 stations. Everybody does like 40 seconds at a station, next one, 40 seconds station, next one. How the hell can you do that with everything getting clean? In this day and age, until we get past it and have a vaccine or back to normal, I don't see how they can open. I don't see how they can ever open. And maybe they are open, but I don't think they are. This is one that concerns me. But long term, I think they have a great business model. The workout's fantastic. It crushes you. If you ever get a chance to do one, first one I did was in London in Oxford Circle. It crushed me. Granted, I may have had a few too many pints the night before, but it crushed me. All right, folks. Well, I went through a lot of stocks there. And again, anytime we have any exposure that I own personally, if it's in any of our newsletters, you can find those at mccallmoneywire.com. Or if I have it for our clients that the money I manage at Penn Financial Group, you can always find more information at pennfinancialgroup.com as well. If there's anything in there, we always want to disclose it, let you know. I mean, but we may from time to time forget one because it's just there's so many. But I try to do that. And again, there's no buy or sell recommendations here. This is just purely informational, me sharing my thoughts. I'm one person in a billion sharing thoughts. But that's why you're listening, to hear my thoughts. But again, hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you so much. Like it, subscribe it, share it, and comment below. And again, let's create the communities. Let's comment on each other's. I'm going to start trying to be more cognizant of it and responding as well more over the weekends and stuff. So enjoy your weekend. Be happy. Be safe. Do something fun, something crazy. I think I'm going to go play tennis. I haven't played tennis in a long time. Go play some tennis. I'll probably be sore next week. I'll tell you about how bad I did. But enjoy it. Go hug somebody you love. As I said last time, smack them on the butt. Tell them you love them. And just enjoy yourself. Again, this is Matt McCall.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.